Hello and good morning. It's Friday morning, a very fine, sunny, bright, blue, sunny day in North Cork. I'm on the road between Cork and Adair. I'm going to visit my mother. And I'm talking to you in a car, in a Saab, which I will actually have to replace very soon. And beside me on the seat is a little cotton de Tulier, a little dog, a puppy, and now 11 weeks old. And it's Paul O'Mahony here. And there's something I'd like to talk to you about, and it's my work. And the aspect of my work I'd like to talk to you about is a new business that I am working for. And I want to talk to you about it because you might have some ideas, or you might ultimately at some stage in the future be able to help me with it. The business, the name of the business is Online Senior Citizen. And if you Google Online Senior Citizen, I'm not sure you will actually find it yet. It's that fresh. The business is based around the analysis that says, hey, there's a whole massive number of people in the world who are old, in the older section. They're anything from 55 up, we'll say, using that figure fairly arbitrarily. And there are an awful lot of them. So there's a huge potential market out there. It's pretty insulting, I think, to call them a market. But there are people, masses of them, and I'm one of them. And you, if you're younger than 55, will hopefully join us. And if you're older than 55, you already know what it's like. But so just using 55 as an arbitrary cutoff point, and this business is aimed at people in that bracket. It starts off really wanting to give value to those people, give something to those people that they will value, provide them with content, ideas, suggestions, perhaps in time offers that they will be interested in exploring. And the whole basis for the business is that this will be run online. It'll be an internet-based business. You won't go into a shop and buy something from it, or you won't go into anywhere at the moment and buy anything, because the first step in building the business, and this is the thing that fascinates me at the moment, is to actually create a reputation. Create a reputation, create a presence. They're not the same thing, I know. Create a brand, if you like. But basically become known as a worthwhile part of the universe. A virtual space that somebody can visit and get inspiration, get ideas, get contacts, get gossip, get news. The business will focus on a few key areas in particular, and they'll be the major parts. It'll contain some news, it'll have a blog, it'll have interaction with people, it'll try to build up a forum perhaps. So you just get the idea there, I'm sure. You have a whole section of society. Now the originator of the business, the inventor of the business, has got a real passion for the fact that his mother said to him that she wasn't being adequately pitched to by businesses. In other words, there wasn't advertising aimed at people in her age group. She wasn't, in other words, being addressed, attended to, her needs weren't being supplied adequately. Now, I'm not the world's greatest expert on how businesses are addressing older people. But one small little example I can give you is that I've recently been reading about a debate among mobile phone manufacturers or in that sector. And it's about time that somebody designed a mobile phone that could be easily operated by somebody with very big and awkward fingers, and somebody with lousy eyesight, and even somebody with poor hearing. So as you get older, you get less nimble with your fingers, your eyesight declines, your hearing declines, and you have other compensating benefits, of course. But the main thing is that the technology is being developed, I would think it's fair to say, for young, agile, nimble people. And long may that continue, but there's an opportunity there, isn't there, for doing something for older people. So that's just a small little example of, you know, the debate about new technology and getting easier access on the internet will continue in a big way. I'm getting involved in this business because I need work, because I need an income, because the business will owner will pay me a fee. So, you know, let's be clear about this. I'm not doing this as an act of charity. I'm going to be paid for the services that I provide. I'm going to provide blog posts. I'm going to write ideas down. I'm going to communicate with people. I'm even going to work on putting together a collection of authors who will write for the business. I'm keen to find people who have a passionate interest in improving the world for people over the age of 55. And if you're out there saying to yourself that, hey, I've got an interest in doing that, then contact me and we'll talk about what we might be able to collaborate with together. But yes, so my role is as a writer. My role is as a connector. My role is as a reputation builder for this business. I'm possibly even going to do Twittering, and on behalf of the business, I might do stuff on Facebook. I might even go on YouTube. I'm actually, because I'm very nearly 60 years of age, I'd be 60 very soon, I'm an absolute ideal person to speak on behalf of the business, because I'm one of the people who needs the world to be improved for my age group. I happen to have no negativity about technology, and I learned to touch type yonks ago. But for example, one of the things that really does bug me is the fact that all the technology that's out there on the internet, until we got to touchscreen stuff, is all highly dependent on you being able to type. It's about time voice activated stuff really got very good and very easy. And I know that Dragon Marketing are out there doing their stuff, and I know there are products out there, but nobody's yet persuaded me that the products are good enough to be picked up and quickly run with. We need a big boost in that area. I'm going to rely on Google personally. I believe that somebody in Google is working like mad on voice stuff. And I'm going to, until I get evidence to the contrary, I'm going to trust the Google guys to deliver on that. Okay, but so I'm really introducing you to onlineseniorcitizen.com and to my great friend, business partner, my boss, Bob McCarthy, on there, who's working away on that with Martin Hurley as well. And we'll be doing our best to create something for the world which will be of value. Now, I know there are other portals out there aimed at the 55-year-old group. That's great. That proves that the space is worth occupying. Want to build contacts with them. If you know of any good links, really great connecting places for delivering this kind of a service, please let me know. You can get me on Twitter at Omani Blog, OmaniBlog, and you can contact me on my own website, marketingrightnow.com, and marketingrightnow.com. I'm grappling with how I'm going to do the work for this business and how I'm going to be good at it. And so it's all a bit of an experiment. Every new business that I start to work for challenges me. I would be terribly grateful for you to send me back an audio boo, giving me any ideas about this sector. It's an easy one for me to work for because I have a vested